So, I know I see fear in your eyes at seeing the banjo. I tuned it, I swear. This first one is the first song that Angela and I wrote together, almost a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I hope you dig it.
My cheek and the creature sings his song like a train and keeps rolling on. Chestnut hair, shining eyes, feel wild and free. How I'll miss your face gazing back at me. I will catch my breath, displace the air. I'll look for you everywhere. We've been going off course and gone astray. Have I held on to you too long anyway? I've seen what you've seen and you've seen what I've seen. We don't seem to see the same things. As I rise and you lay down to rest once again alone, music of two gives way to one. I'll catch my breath, displace the air, I'll look for you everywhere. We've been blown off course and gone astray, and I held on to you too long anyway. But I'll set you free, let you fly. Spread your wings and raise the sky. No longer we lie. On one side of this big old world, I stare at the moon, even as the sun beats down on me. Chestnut hair, shining eyes, stare wild and free. How I'll miss your face, gazing back at me. I will catch my breath, displace the air. I'll look for you everywhere. We've been blown off course and gone astray. Have I held on to you too long anyway? But I'll set you free.
Than I thought I would be. So this song is called Summer Sun. It was written this summer when kind of all of the staff was leaving, and my daughter, who was on staff, was also leaving. So it has some elements of like just departures from this place that are good, and it speaks a little bit about the love for those people and letting go and also holding on kind of simultaneously.
Yeah.
Sunday's coming.
turn this land again to snow. Turn this land again to snow. Slanted sunshine through the trees. We walk until it's dark and stand beneath the fir and pine. Moonlit stars and
expected this many of you to come.
Which is awesome.
Yes, it's so awesome.
Thanks for being here.
I really appreciate it.
When I came to Holden almost a year ago, I didn't think that I was going to end up finding such an amazing songwriting partner. And I'm just really grateful for all the time that I get to spend with Angela making music, and I think she makes me a better person. But and with that, here's a really sad song.
And this song is actually written from a really good book. It's called The Unusual Journey of Harold Fry, and it's about a man who gets a letter from someone he knew 20 years ago saying that she's about ready to pass away. And it's his journey to kind of come to grips with loving someone platonically that he hasn't seen for so long, and just the reality of like being present here on the earth and then not being present here on the earth, and his grappling with that. So it's called Harold Fry.
So hard.
Yeah, that's better. I'm short, but maybe not quite that short. I think this is maybe the third or fourth song that we wrote. And it's another sad song, sorry. Just trying to, you know, eke your emotions out. James came in last night to listen to us sing, and he got tears in his eyes, and he said, "This is so sad."
Thank you.
Janet has some news. Do you want to say anything about this song?
Wait, which one are we doing?
Stupid, right?
Oh, okay, yes.
That's only part of the title. It's not
so
just called stupid.
So Dave and I got in a fight, like, 12 years ago. Maybe it was 15 years ago. And I was actually singing with a band called Lazy Dog Joe. But the keyboardist slept with the bassist's girlfriend, and then I never actually got to perform this song. So, yeah, it was kind of a bummer. But this is about me actually being wrong, which never happens, so I thought I would commemorate it by, like, writing a song about it. Actually, it does happen all the time.
Not the first time I've been stupid, and it sure won't be my last. So darling, please forgive me, let's leave it in the past. When I'm down and lonely and scared and desperate to find the truth, sometimes the truth gets conjured up that has nothing to do with you. So darling, please. Sweet baby, please forgive me. It's time I had a change of heart. This insecurity's taking me where I don't want to go. I'm not a victim, not helpless. I'm the only one telling me so. Darling, please forgive me. This time you're not to blame. Sweet baby, please forgive me. It's time you had a change of heart. Well, the look, my accusations, they're wounds left by my past. I've been awakened by realizations that part of me can't last. When I'm down and lonely and scared and desperate to find the truth, sometimes the truth gets conjured up that has nothing to do with you. So darling, please forgive me.
I've had a good 15 years of not being wrong since, so, you know.
And Steve is going to stay, and then Marta and Marlo are going to come and join us. Oh, I lied. One more song. So Steve gets to go sit. But now you know you're on deck, so.
Why am I troubled? Why is answers that I'm seeking, are they gone? I'm looking for someone to take my hand, to help me to my feet, to help me stand, to help me stand. I want to breathe, I want to fly, to reach out my hand and touch the sky. I want to know which way to go, to enter the stream, to let it flow. But the road that I am traveling is my own, and the answers that I'm seeking, are they gone? I'm looking for someone to take my hand, to help me to my feet, to help me stand, to help me stand.
I wrote this one when I was here in Holden as artist in residence, but it's sort of attempting to sum up some of my feelings. I had a really amazing opportunity to travel the world for a year studying music in different countries through a scholarship after I graduated from college, and I think I thought that that year was going to really tell me what I should do with my life, and all it did was create more questions. So this sort of hints at some of that.
Thank you.
send me to Durango. Moon drips down my face. To Durango, while the sun drips down my face. To Durango, where I found my sense of place.
Probably should have started this with this song because it's the one that like makes me less nervous.
And this is the first of two covers in the whole thing. So everything you've heard up until now has been written by me or Angela or me and Angela or yeah.
Although this one is a lot of fun.
You're right. Every time, you know?
William said, many years ago, I won't live the usual life. Oh, no, I won't wear the union suit. So wild,
One of the things that has been really fun about writing songs together, yes, is just the balance of ideas and trying to figure out how to utilize both of our thoughts and then make it into something. And so a theme that you'll hear kind of throughout our music is that we came to Holden to process things, and some of that is sorrow and some of that is joy, and some of it is just plain old confusion. So trying to figure out how to do that. And the fun thing has been like our age gap, because we just come with completely different experiences, and then to try to meld those together. For me, some of it's memory work, like, oh, what was it like to break up with someone? I don't know. But then Sam reminds me, so that's been helpful.
Gee, thanks.
We've all been there.
Yeah. Okay. This may or may not be a breakup song.
His shadow, and he's sitting on the floor crying, and
thus begins their relationship. So this is a little depiction of that. And we did lots of fun research for this. Like, watched all the Peter Pan movies, read little excerpts of Peter Pan on the internet, and now there's just more that needs to happen because of that. Peter Pan's cool, man.
Yeah, man.
Thank you. this song. We started it and didn't finish it because we thought it was too corny. But then we finished it. And as we were writing it, we're just like, okay, we're just going to be really indulgent and make a pop country song. Which is like neither of our genres that we write in, really, so.
And then it didn't really become that, so.
Yeah, depends.
You can't tell us after.
But it won't. You know, everything just has to be in the right place. Really important.
Can we start over? Is that cool? Okay.
Really unobservant. Just listening to myself.
Yeah, okay. Cool.
I'm just gonna hold this.
Okay. And we can do it without the intro.
At first I was afraid. Never wanted to walk away from my own way. Kept thinking. Trying, I'll never understand. Every time I'm brave, catch me. So why I can be brave again. Don't know what tomorrow brings, but your voice will sound above the din. Thank you.
this is gonna be our last song.
Can't believe it. Well, never mind.
Very nice.
I think so.
I feel like I'm.
Yeah, I got it.
We good?
Yeah.
Do you want to say anything?
Yeah. So this is a song called Rocks and Water. It's by a woman named Deb Talon. She's the lead singer for the Weepies. Snaps for the Weepies. If you don't know the Weepies, you literally should go out and buy their albums. They're amazing. And this was a song from her album where she was struggling with cancer. And so it's kind of her, like, triumph album. Like, fuck you, cancer. I'm not going to keep you. So, yeah, that's something you can say that word to.
Really?
And I apologize, I didn't realize there were children in here. Sorry for your soft ears. You will hear it more, I promise.
Six times I walked there.
stepping in, and Steve. Mm-hmm. We're just really grateful that you guys were able to make this happen this week. And thank you guys all for coming.
Yeah, thanks for hanging.
We'll be here all winter.